Okay, Endeavour Houston, we're a minute and 20 seconds from LOS. Your ascent Capcom's going off duty, and I'll see you back on Earth. It's been a lot of fun getting you up here.
Okay, Edgar, thanks a million, pal. You've been a great help, and it was fun talking to you.
Hey, yeah, Pal Falcon.
Looks like we just about got things cleaned up here.
Very good, guys. We'll see you in a few days. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Ed, thank you.
This Apollo Control at 176 hours 12 minutes, and we've had a loss of signal on the 50th revolution. Dave Scott and Jim Irwin still in the lunar module, but preparing to close it out. By the time we reacquire, they will be back in the Endeavour with the lunar module set up for jettison and later deorbit burn and impact on the lunar surface. During this pass, they transferred the lunar samples to the command module. Al Worden remarked they were doing some house cleaning. Obviously, a lot of dust and dirt comes up with those samples, and they used the vacuum cleaner to clean up the cabin after the transfer. The Al Worden and Endeavour conducted more orbital science during this pass, while Dave Scott and Jim Irwin were configuring Falcon for the deorbit. Here in the control center, Flight Director Milt Windler is preparing to hand over to Flight Director Glenn Lenny and his team of flight controllers. We're estimating the change of shift news conference for 5:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 176 hours, 14 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.